Episode 1608, Discipline is the Bridge.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. How is your week going? I'm sure it's been a crazy week. You're probably looking forward to the weekend. Deep breath, it's almost here. Discipline is the bridge. It's time for your ray of hope. Inspiration, motivation, it is. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, success is not accomplished by running in all different directions. As Jim Rohn said, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. Nothing worth having comes easy. Yet we would like to take that road. So why not stay the course, build consistency, and thrive regardless of the circumstances? Sometimes there are days where everything doesn't go your way. Discouragement is the only feeling pumping through your veins. Yet these moments define how your journey will continue. You can relinquish yourself and give in to your emotions, or you can choose discipline. Now, I get it. The whole thing about discipline almost frightens us. We want to go the other direction because discipline, we hear that word and it means what? Work. It means I got to do something I don't want to. There's a lot in life that we have to do that we don't want to do. How incredible would it be just to wake up and not have to work? Everything just taken care of for you. Somehow your bills are paid. Somehow your children are fed. Somehow your marriage works out great. No work at all. I don't know, but I really want to live that life. I don't know that I would feel any better than what I feel when I'm down in the deep dungeon of darkness going, I just don't want to do anything. I don't want to get up one more day and do this. I don't want to just keep loading the trucks. I just don't want to keep fighting with my spouse. I just don't want to. You have a choice as to how you want to live your life. And if you're here today, that means you are on a quest for impact. And I'm telling you right now, you're not average. You're extraordinary. And when you're extraordinary, you look for what? The extraordinary. And that means discipline. The choice is yours today. Will you make the choice to accept the challenge that will change the direction of your life? Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. Where are you now? What goal are you headed for so you can say, yes, I have succeeded, and you move on what? To the next. Be disciplined. Difficult roads lead to beautiful destinations. You don't want to give up on what you want for the lack of discipline. So stay the course. Isn't your dream worth it? Or would you rather go to the grave with your dream locked inside? Be real with yourself. Look at things honestly. I've been facing a few hardships this week. Just tough decisions. Nothing life-shattering or anything. We're all healthy. Everything's good in that regard. Some are finances, some are business decisions. Some things are just like, seriously, this is just my daily do-to-do for being a mom and a wife. And I just have felt this umbrella of chaos. Now, naturally, with as big of a family as we have, there is natural built-in chaos all the time. But when you have things hovering over you that honestly, you're out of your control, and you know that the decisions you make are going to put you on one path or another, and you honestly don't know what that's going to look like, because if you make one decision, it's going to take you one direction. If you make another, it's going to take you another direction. And so you're kind of hanging in the balance going, really, what do I do? I've been struggling getting up these past few mornings. Don't want to work out. Whoever wants to work out, I don't think any of us ever do. Some of them have a love for it, but not me. I do it because I feel better after I do it. I know my body needs it. So I do it for different reasons. But it hasn't just been like a fluke once every few weeks type of thing. No, this has been a feeling that I don't want to do this. There's been a feeling as to, I don't really want to go and do the work that I have to do. I definitely don't want to do the housework. And I don't want to get into an argument with my children. I just don't feel into it. Not that I ever feel into arguing with my children. Let's just say that up front. But sometimes, you know, you have that fortitude, like I can take on the world. And these past few days have not been that for me. But I still have gotten up. I still have worked out. I still have been the mom and the parent that really, I wish I didn't have to be. I still am having to make tough decisions financially, business-wise. All to say, what am I doing but to stay the course? My dream is worth it. Is yours? Of course it is. Or you wouldn't be here today. You're like, yes, of course it is. But then why 10 minutes ago were you sitting here going, I don't want to do this? It's okay to not want to do something. But the difference in ordinary and extraordinary, you wanting to impact the world, is that you are disciplined. You're willing to do the hard stuff when you don't want to do it. You keep doing it. Over and over and over again, you stay the course. You build consistency by doing one thing a day that moves you closer to your goal. That doesn't mean you're going to accomplish everything in one day. There are times that I wish I could just snap my fingers and everything would be just fine. But I've also had to take a step back. And as crazy as it's been these past few days, I've also been reminded that I'm very blessed. You see, we forget it when we're on those hard journeys, those detours in life. We think that, I'm not doing so well. But in actuality, what's going on with me pales compared to what could be happening. We've got people's homes who are flooding right now in the nation. We've got people who have just been diagnosed with a horrible medical condition. We have some who do not have a job to even put food on their table. There are worst circumstances. And I'm worried about kind of little things. This isn't about comparison. What it's about is you and your placement in this world. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You were not created to be lazy because you are an impactor. You want to make a difference. And in order to make a difference, you have to be disciplined. Your determination and consistency is what has gotten you here. Not luck, not chance. Don't give in to the easy way today. Cowards can do that. You're not a coward. You're extraordinary. Created on purpose for a greater purpose. And I know right now it may seem like a mess. I know right now that you're like, wait, I just got out of something and now I'm back into something else. When will I ever get a break? You may not. But discipline yourself by committing to one step. Let it be a small step. Watch your goal become accomplishments. Success is on the horizon. You got this. Today is a beautiful day to train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.